While most of us can maintain our awareness of our external world while we're daydreaming, for some people, daydreams can become all-consuming. So-called maladaptive daydreaming describes a state in which people feel a real compulsion to lose themselves in their daydreams, often for hours at a time. And maladaptive daydreamers even show similarities in the types of daydreams that they have. I spoke to clinical psychologist Dr. Nirit Sofer-Dudek from Ben Gurion University of the Negev in Israel about some of her work with maladaptive daydreamers and began by asking her at what point daydreaming can be described as maladaptive.
Well, it's really up to the person's subjective feeling. I mean, even if the person has an ability for very immersive daydreaming, which is more vivid and elaborate and fanciful than most people's, that in itself doesn't yet make it maladaptive. What makes it maladaptive is if the person feels that it's taking up a lot of their time. They can't really control it. They're kind of like addicted to it. It feels kind of compulsive, like, okay, I have to daydream now because I can't focus on anything else until I go away for like 2 hours now, sit by myself and daydreaming, and only then can I come back and do whatever it is I have to do. And then people feel like it really creates distress and it really impairs functioning.
When people are experiencing maladaptive daydreams, is the content and the imagery of those daydreams different to more kind of regular, normal daydreams?
Yes, the content is different to a certain extent. People who suffer from maladaptive daydreaming describe a lot of the times that they imagine themselves in very ideal situations, like they are superstars or they have relationships with famous people, various things that really are very far from reality, whereas normal mind wandering is less elaborate and more related to reality. Usually maladaptive daydreaming is a lot more elaborate. It's also usually more vivid. People who suffer from this condition have probably innate ability to really enter very, very fanciful and intense daydreams. Some people have described it as watching a movie inside your head. So definitely there is a difference both in content and in the structural characteristics of the daydreams.
Do we know much about the cause or underlying mental health problems that might be associated with maladaptive daydreaming?
Research on maladaptive daydreaming is quite recent, so we don't have a lot of empirical data on etiology, and no studies have yet been done in children. Although most people with maladaptive daydreaming say that they can remember themselves from the time that they were children having this ability. Perhaps it became maladaptive only later, but the ability was probably there from the beginning. In terms of correlates of maladaptive daydreaming, there's a lot of comorbidity with depression and anxiety, as well as OCD and related disorders. Related disorders is skin picking disorder or hair pulling disorder. These types of psychopathologies are very much comorbid with maladaptive daydreaming. It doesn't mean that they are the cause. It can also be that they're the consequence.
What about conditions like ADHD?
Actually, one of my projects, something that I'm doing with a doctoral student of mine, is trying to differentiate between distraction that is related to attention deficit and maladaptive daydreaming in order to help elucidate where daydreaming starts and where it ends. It hasn't been published yet, but we found that indeed maladaptive daydreaming and attention deficit are different constructs. Although most people with maladaptive daydreaming do meet criteria for attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder, but it seems to be that they meet criteria because of their maladaptive daydreaming, which, well, because they're kind of like addicted to daydreaming, then they can't focus in class, they have difficulty concentrating on other things. So they meet the criteria, but it's not really that they have an attention deficit. It's just because they're addicted to daydreaming. And the other way around is not true. I mean, most people with attention deficit disorder don't necessarily have maladaptive daydreaming. So it's distinct. They don't necessarily have these very vivid, intentional daydreams, which are experienced like a movie in your head. Most people don't have that. Some people just have a deficit in their ability to concentrate.
And I've noticed there's quite a large online community who've identified themselves as maladaptive daydreamers. Have they been in touch with you about your research in this area? And what's their reaction been?
My dear colleague and the person who coined the term maladaptive daydreaming, Professor Ellie Zomel, has a long list of names of people and emails of people from these communities who come to us and say, yeah, I want to help you research this. I want to be of service because this is important because my therapist hasn't heard of this and I want clinicians to give us the proper treatment and to know of this condition. So definitely a lot of people in these cyber communities are very eager to help.
Given there's so many unanswered questions in this area, are there any particularly burning questions that you'd like to start to answer through your research?
Currently, one of my main projects is really focusing on the idea that perhaps a lot of people who get the diagnosis of ADHD should actually be getting the diagnosis of MD. So I think that's definitely a burning area that has to be addressed. The murkiness of the boundaries between different related concepts, that has to be cleared up. People who study mind wandering can't all of a sudden be talking about daydreaming, calling it daydreaming. It might be different things. So we have to know what we're talking about. Another important area would be starting to research this in children. It seems to be something that does begin in childhood, although perhaps the shame, the feeling that, wow, this is wrong, I shouldn't be doing this, that doesn't necessarily begin from the beginning. So maybe we can change the trajectory of maladaptive daydreaming.
That was Dr. Nirit Sofadudek from Ben Gurion University. Have you ever